AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The fire chief in Kansas City, Missouri is calling it the worst day. Two of his firefighters were killed and two were injured when a burning building collapsed Monday night. That sound of the walls caving in, courtesy KCTV. Fire Chief Paul Berardi told reporters the firefighters who died had rescued two people, carrying them out of the second floor on ladders before the wall collapsed. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is vowing to rebuild following massive floods.
This is not going to take us years to come out of this. We are going to do this as fast as we can, as safely as we can, and in a way that we get people back to where they need to be.
Meanwhile, a southbound section of Interstate 95 that had been closed because of bridge concerns has reopened in South Carolina, eliminating a two-hour detour. Bone-dry California is likely to get a soaking in the coming months. A federal climatologist says there's a 95% chance that rain from an El Nino will last through the winter. There's also the potential, though, for chaotic storms. A U.S. airdrop has delivered ammunition to Arab groups fighting the Islamic State in Syria.
A military spokesman says Air Force C-17s dropped the supplies to the Arab groups in northern Syria yesterday. Colonel Steve Warren would not identify the groups receiving the small arms ammunition, but did say their leaders have been vetted and that they are fighting to remove the militants from Syria. The airdrop follows the revamped administration approach in Syria, in which it will provide equipment to existing rebel groups in Syria, instead of trying to build a new Syrian force. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Authorities in Brookhaven, Mississippi say a standoff with a man who shot at police from inside his apartment has ended, and the suspect was dead. The man was resisting eviction. This is AP Radio News. Crisis pregnancy centers that discourage women from getting abortions are suing to block a new law that would make California the first state to require them to provide information about abortions. Zimbabwe is no longer pressing for the extradition of the Minnesota dentist who killed a well-known lion named Cecil. The AP's Carlotta Bradley reports.
Zimbabwe's Environment, Water, and Climate Minister said in Harare, it turned out that James Palmer came to Zimbabwe because all the papers were in order. She says Palmer has not broken Zimbabwe's hunting laws and has been cleared of wrongdoing.
TV personality Kelly Ripa has received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
My dad didn't have any sons, so this really does give us a chance to immortalize the family name and put it in cement and keep it here for a really, really long time. So I thank you all so much for coming and sharing. I'm so honored.
Her star is very near that of her former co-host Regis Philbin. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.